I mean, think about it. I mean, honestly, stop. Just stop and think about it. How can a person not have ego problems? Hear me out. Hear me out. How can a person not have ego problems? Think about it. You done did this in your life. You done did this in your life. You've been here. You've been there. You've done that. And I'm not talking about me. Just say you're Michael Jackson. You've been on top of the world. You've been everywhere. You've been the biggest thing on the planet. You've done or may have achieved everything you ever wanted in your life. How can you not have some kind of psychological ego problem? How can you not have ego problem? I don't understand. Somebody tell me, how can you not have ego problem? I mean, I've cut this all on, kind of, sort of, to go after the point of my fairly recent understanding that there may be nothing greater than a human being becoming the person that they want to be. From my for me being a person who leans strongly towards objectivism and the self, it's very hard for me to think that there is anything greater than a person becoming the person that they want to be, that they naturally fulfilling want to be. Now, here's what I'm thinking. Say like a person grew up in Youngstown, just say, right? And I'm not talking about any particular person, but say a person grew up in Youngstown and the scope of their life, from whatever reason, the biggest thing that they wanted to do was to go to outdoor park and to work at outdoor park in the French fry stand. That could be their life goal. That could be everything they ever wanted. Can there be anything greater for that person than to have achieved that? And I guess the next question I'm leading myself to is there anything greater than what you want? Is there anything greater than what you want? That may be the next question or the next criticism or the next scrutiny of, is there anything greater or higher than a human being becoming the person they want? And the reason I use the outdoor park thing is because somebody can be limited in scope and their whole world is just maybe, you know, in a small area. You know, I could use any example. I don't know why you juxtaposed out an outdoor park, because I love outdoor park. I mean, that could be it. I mean, why am I wearing this? I don't need to be wearing it. And so but if they achieve that, can there be anything greater for them? I mean, that's all they ever wanted. That's all they know. In fact, that's all they know. And in their mind, so they may not know nothing about New York City. They may not know nothing about this or that. They may not know nothing about going to Egypt for the pyramids or Moscow or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Only thing they want to do is go to outdoor park. And if they can achieve that for them, that's it, you know. For us to look at that and say, oh, they could have went to Six Flags, or they could have went and got a bigger roller coaster, or they could have went to a bigger music park, or they could have went to Disneyland, it's not for us to say. It's kind of none of our business, actually. If you think about it, it's kind of none of our business. Okay, none of our business may be a sensationalized, harsh way to put it. Maybe none of our business could be a sensationalized, harsh way to put it, but I kind of wanted to say, it's not for us to judge. It's not for us to scrutinize, even though we can, we're allowed to, it's a free country. It's not really for us to say what's important to that person or what's not. And the reason I brought that up was, like, you can have somebody like Michael Jackson, who's done everything, been everywhere, top of the world, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's like that time I saw Mr. T walking, looking like a homeless person, pushing a shopping cart up and down the street a few years ago. I mean, he didn't look homeless. He just looked, you know, down to earth, like, you know, getting job done. He probably had a good life. He stopped into the restaurant and, you know, like, you know, he talked right, treated, you know, he wasn't like, you know, ragged or destitute. He was just living a very basic life. I was like, this man was on top of the freaking world 20 years ago. Mr. T was everything, you know, and now I don't want to say look where he's at, but see, you know, now look at his experience, you know, and so this, and part of my saying that there's nothing greater than an individual achieving what they want is the diversity. And that's kind of why I brought that up, is the diversity in the different things that people want. It's the diversity in, you know, a person living in Youngstown, all they want to do is go to outdoor park. It's the diversity in being Michael Jackson and knowing you want to be the king of Motown or the king of the world or whatever. There's such diversity in human understanding that makes, that gives significance to a person, to a person's choice of being whatever they want, a severe significance. And I believe that significance is crucial to humanity, to the survival of humanity. I believe that that diversity of thought, you know, what we are born to be, what we feel like we're born to be, not born, whatever we're born to be, whatever, you know, our instinct pushes us to, our unique way we see the life and reality, our unique experiences create our own ideals and our own desires. And those being so diverse and so widespread is the beauty of, is the beauty and the power of life. That's why everything counts, everything matters. There's, you know, I try to say that there's no, well, I definitely say there's no right or wrong. I was trying to go in a direction of and explain better or worse, you know, what is better, what is not better, what is worse, what is, you know, gooder or, you know, more higher or more noble. I was trying to go in that direction. But to me, And I'm trying to do this while I'm trying to get something done. This is kind of a routine thing I'm doing, so I'm thinking I should be able to talk and handle it. But to me, it keeps, everything keeps coming back to, is there anything greater than a person becoming what they want to be? I mean, that's just it. That's just it. And I think I really dwell in that, and you know, I swim in it and I wallow in that, is because I may or may not believe that I've become the person that I want to be. I kind of look around my life and I scrutinize my life in detail. You know, I put my life through the ringer. I want to know this. I want to know that. I want to know, you know, what more, who else got what. You know, what did I do last week? Where I want to be tomorrow? You know, I'm constantly, you can almost not criticize, yeah, I'm constantly criticizing and scrutinizing and evaluating my life. In the long term, short term, where I've been, what I've done, how come I have this? Why should I have that? Do I want this? Do I want that? Constantly. And I enjoy it. I mean, I really enjoy it. So it's something fun to do. It's an exercise for me. That's my play. I don't have Tetris or any games on my computer. These are the games I play in my mind. And that may or may not be why I like being alone so much. That may or may not be why I like being by myself so much. So I could just sit. So I could just sit and just think about all the stuff that I want for me, you know. See, I'm checking out the camera switching now. It's switching pretty good. But I'm not, you know, I forget where I went now. I'm getting kind of lost because I got to handle this business. But let me hit. I forget where I was. I left off. I had to handle some business, but I don't mind if I come back to the point, the diversity of thought, the diversity of desire, the diversity among human beings to be what they want. I think that's a very powerful point of my idea of individual becoming who and what they want to be. It's different for every individual. And I think the depth of that plays an important part in making this idea so powerful, if I can say that. And also, it kind of comes to me in the life that I'm living now, in the fact that I may or may not feel that I'm living the dream that I've always wanted to be. I may or may not be very close, or every now and then I could probably fool myself into thinking that I am living that life that I've always wanted. There are definitely elements, and there are different parts of it to where I go, yeah, I definitely always wanted that, and I'm definitely doing that now. You know, I definitely wanted this, I'm definitely doing that now. I look around my life. I even look around my apartment. I look at my car that I drive, the clothes I wear, my weight, my exercise, everything is pretty much almost exactly how I want it. And I don't want to speak in such absolute detail in regards to this, but it's kind of hard not to. And I look at that, and I kind of posted some stuff today based on my kiss my ass mood, that I look at that and I understand that everybody may or may not have that opportunity. In fact, to tell the truth, I look at that and most people don't even know what they want. Well, a lot of people don't even know what they want. They can't even tell you. You ask them what they want, they can't even tell you, let alone achieve it. So, and I'm not comparing. Like I said, I'm not comparing my life to anybody's. Well, I am comparing. I am comparing my life to other people's. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing. But I'm not judging. I'm not judging. I'm not saying mine is better. You know, theirs is lower. Theirs is better. You know, what's more advantageous? Because it all comes up to the individual. Again, it goes back to that diversity of what one desires. The individual one desires. There's some questions. Like I said, this is about funk. Funk can only be defined by one unto itself. There's some things that only you can say for you. Nobody else can. And there are some people who don't have the capability or the means or just the idea that they can determine these things for themselves. They don't have an idea, a strong enough idea of self to where they can even think in terms like that. And that's cool. We need all kinds of people. Like I said, we really do need all kinds of people. I'm not just saying that. I really am not just saying that. I got a hip hop. Forgot where I left off, but I think I'm going to go ahead and stop it right here, right now. Because I remember last time I did this and I let it run and run and run and run. It kind of scared me because when I went to stop it, it took like a long time to stop. And I thought I was going to lose all the recording that I did. Right now, in the middle of an email, waiting on a response from someone. So, you know, I had a little bit of head area to where I can, you know, just kind of like, you know, maybe gather a thought or two. But again, you know, I guess I was talking about me and where I'm at and in comparison to other people. And, you know, there is no better or higher. You know, there is no... Well, there is a better or worse, but that can only be determined by the individual. You know, if I say this is better or worse or good or bad, that only means from my perspective and what I think based on me. That's all it can mean. I can't, when I say good or bad, I do not see that as being something far reaching or just something that everybody should understand. So I just want to say that I got distracted. Let me finish this up. Let me do what I got to do. Let me swing on y'all. And I'm